The web that has no viewer, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 111. Key to meridian diagrams. The lung meridian originates in the middle portion of the body cavity and runs downward, internally, to connect with the large intestine. Turning back, it passes upward through the diaphragm to enter its pertaining organ, the lungs. From the internal zone between the lungs and the throat, it emerges to the surface of the body under the clavicle. Descending, the lung meridian then runs along the medial aspect of the upper arm to reach the elbow crease. From there, it runs along the anterior portion of the forearm, passes above the major artery of the wrist, and emerges at the radial side of the tip of the thumb. Another section of the lung meridian branches off just above the wrist and runs directly to the radial side of the tip of the index finger to connect with the large intestine meridian. The large intestine meridian begins at the tip of the index finger and runs upward along the radial side of the index finger and between the thumb and index finger. It passes through the depression between the tendons of the thumb and then continues upward along the lateral aspect of the forearm to the lateral side of the elbow. From there, it ascends along the anterior border of the upper arm to the highest point of the shoulder. On top of the shoulder, the meridian divides into two branches. The first of these branches enters the body and passes through the lung, diaphragm, and the large intestine, its pertaining organ. The second of these branches ascends externally along the neck, passes through the cheek, and enters internally the lower teeth and gum. On the exterior, it continues, curving around the upper lip and crossing to the opposite side of the nose. The stomach meridian begins internally, where the large intestine meridian terminates, next to the nose. It then ascends to the bridge of the nose, meeting the bladder meridian at the inner corner of the eye and emerging under the eye. Descending from there, lateral to the nose, it enters the upper gum and curves around the lips before passing along the side of the lower jawbone and through the angle of the jaw. It then turns upward, running in front of the ear to the corner of the forehead. A branch descends from the lower jaw, enters the body, and descends through the diaphragm. It then enters its pertaining organ, the stomach, and connects with the spleen. Another branch leaves the lower jaw, but remains on the surface of the body as it crosses over the neck, chest, and abdomen, and terminates in the groin. Internally, the meridian reconstitutes itself at the lower end of the stomach and descends inside the abdomen to reconnect with the external branch in the groin. From this point, the meridian runs downward over the front of the thigh to the outer side of the knee and continues along the center of the front of the lower leg to reach the top of the foot. It terminates at the lateral side of the tip of the second toe. A branch deviates from the stomach meridian just below the knee and ends at the lateral side of the middle toe. A short branch also leaps from the top of the foot and terminates at the medial side of the big toe to connect with the spleen meridian. The spleen meridian originates at the medial side of the big toe. It then runs along the inside of the foot, turning in front of the inner ankle bone. From there, it ascends along the posterior surface of the lower leg and the medial aspect of the knee and the thigh to enter the abdominal cavity. It runs internally to its pertaining organ, the spleen, and connects with the stomach. The main meridian continues on the surface of the abdomen, running upward to the chest, where it again penetrates internally to follow the throat up to the root of the tongue, under which it spreads its qi and blood. An internal branch leaves the stomach, passes upward through the diaphragm, and enters into the heart, where it connects with the heart meridian. The heart meridian has three branches, each of which begins in the heart. One branch runs downward through the diaphragm to connect the small intestine. A second branch runs upward from the heart along the side of the throat to meet the eye. The third branch runs across the chest from the heart to the lung, then descends and emerges in the underarm. It passes along the middle line of the inside of the upper arm, runs downward across the inner elbow, along the midline of the inside of the forearm, crosses the wrist and palm, and terminates at the inside tip of the little finger, where it connects with the small intestine meridian. The small intestine meridian begins on the outside of the tip of the little finger, crosses the palm and wrist, and passes upward along the posterior aspect of the forearm. The meridian continues upward along the posterior border of the lateral aspect of the upper arm, circles behind the shoulder, and runs to the center of the uppermost part of the back, where it meets the governing meridian. Here, the meridian divides into two branches, one entering internally to connect with the heart, diaphragm, and stomach, before entering its pertaining organ, the small intestine. The second branch ascends along the side of the neck to the cheek and outer corner of the eye before entering the ear. A short branch leaves the meridian on the cheek and runs to the inner corner of the eye where it connects with the bladder meridian. The bladder meridian starts at the inner side of the eye and ascends across the forehead to the vertex of the head. From this point, a small branch splits off and enters into the brain, while the main meridian continues to descend along the back of the head and bifurcates at the back of the neck. The inner of these two branches descends a short distance to the center of the base of the neck, then descends parallel to the spine. A branch splits off, entering the body in the lumbar region and connecting to the kidney and its pertaining organ, the bladder. The outer branch traverses the back of the shoulder, descends adjacent to the inner branch and the spinal cord, and crosses the buttocks. The two branches continue downward, descend the posterior aspect of the thigh, and join behind the knee. The single meridian now continues down the back of the lower leg, circles behind the outer ankle, runs along the outside of the foot, and terminates on the lateral side of the tip of the small toe, where it connects with the kidney meridian. The kidney meridian starts from the inferior aspect of the small toe, runs across the sole of the foot, and emerges along the arch of the foot to circle behind the inner ankle and pass through the heel. It then ascends the medial side of the lower leg to the medial side of the knee crease, climbs upward along the innermost aspect of the thigh, and penetrates the body near the base of the spine. This branch connects internally with the kidney, its pertaining organ, and with the bladder, before returning to the surface of the abdomen, above the pubic bone, and running upward over the abdomen and chest. Another branch begins inside at the kidney, passes upward through the liver and diaphragm, and enters the lung. This branch continues along the throat and terminates at the root of the tongue. A smaller branch leaves the lung, joins the heart, and flows into the chest to connect with the pericardium meridian. Beginning in the chest and its pertaining organ, the pericardium, this meridian descends through the diaphragm to link the upper, middle, and lower portion of the triple vena. A second internal branch of the meridian crosses the chest, emerging to the surface of the area of the ribs. The meridian then ascends around the armpit and continues down the medial aspect of the upper arm to the elbow crease. It runs farther down the forearm to the palm of the hand, ending at the tip of the middle finger. A short branch splits off from the palm to connect with the triple vena meridian at the end of the ring finger. Beginning at the outside tip of the ring finger, The triple bottom meridian proceeds over the back of the hand and reaches to the forearm. It runs upward, passing around the outer elbow, along the lateral aspect of the upper arm, to reach the posterior shoulder region. From here, the meridian travels over the shoulder and enters into the chest underneath the breastbone. An internal branch passes from this point through the pericardium, penetrates the diaphragm, and then proceeds downward to unite the upper, middle, and lower burners. Another exterior branch ascends toward the shoulder and runs internally up the neck. It reaches the posterior border of the ear and then interiorly circles the face. A short branch originates behind the ear, penetrates the ear, and emerges in front of the ear to reach the outer end of the eyebrow and connect to the gallbladder meridian. The gallbladder meridians begin at the outer corner of the eye, where two branches arise. One branch, remaining on the surface, weaves back and forth on the lateral aspect of the head before curving behind the ear to reach the top of the shoulder. It then continues downward, passing in front of the underarm and along the lateral aspect of the rib cage to reach the hip region. The second branch internally traverses the cheek and proceeds internally through the neck and chest to reach the liver and its pertaining organ, the gallbladder. Continuing downward, this branch emerges on the side of the lower abdomen, where it connects with the other branch in the hip area. The meridian then descends along the lateral aspect of the thigh and knee to the side of the lower leg and further downward in front of the outer ankle. It crosses the top of the foot and terminates at the lateral side of the tip of the fourth toe. A branch leaves the meridian just below the ankle to cross over the foot to the big toe, where it connects with the liver meridian. Beginning on the top of the big toe, the liver meridian traverses the top of the foot, ascending in front of the inner ankle and along the medial aspect of the lower leg and knee. It runs continuously along the medial aspect of the thigh to the pubic region, where it encircles the external genitalia before entering the lower abdomen. It ascends internally, connect with its pertaining organ, the liver, and with the gallbladder, and scatters underneath the ribs before pouring into the lungs, where it connects with the lung meridian. The entire cycle of the meridian system begins anew here, reconstituting itself. The meridian flows trachea upward to the throat and connect with the eyes. Two branches leave the eye area. One descends across the cheek to encircle the inner surface of the lips. A second branch ascends across the forehead to reach the vertex of the head. The governing vessel begins in the pelvic cavity. An internal branch ascends from here to the kidney. Another internal branch descends to emerge at the perineum and pass through the tip of the coccyx. Ascending along the middle of the spinal column, it reaches the head to penetrate into the brain. The main branch continues over the top of the head and descends across the forehead and nose to end inside the upper gum. The conception vessel begins in the pelvic cavity, emerges at the perineum between the anus and external genitalia, and runs forward across the pubic region. It ascends along the midline of the abdomen, chest, and throat to the lower jaw, where it penetrates internally to encircle the lips and ascend a branch to the eyes.